7 minutes after 9 o'clock, we're back here in the Radio Hut, coming to you live from Dakota Avenue. Today, I'm talking turkey with the busiest retired guy I've ever met, Greg Giroux in Red River Area Sportsman's Club. Good morning. I say that. Good you morning. Always laugh, but it's the truth. It's like, you know, you retired, you're busier now than you've ever been. But you love it because it's on your terms. Okay, I'll follow it up with that.
Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes I wonder, my wife and I talk about that, and she'll go, how did you get it all done when you were working full time? I was like, geez.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't know.
Maybe you were just better at time budget.
Well, I could be.
Yeah. Hey, we're talking a lot of things, but we're going to start talking turkey.
We'll talk turkey to start with.
What's going on?
One of the Red River Sportsman affiliates, that's the club out at Morton, the Joe Pekarski Trap Range, has a turkey shoot coming up on Monday, September 1st. Starts at noon, and there's a whole bunch of different games and so on. But we'd like to entice people to come back from the lake a day early and come out and join us.
Yeah, that's going to be a good party out there.
Well, it has been.
Always.
I usually get there about 11 o'clock, and there's a series of tents and pickups and all of that, and the grills are coming out. You know, it's like a big family affair.
Right.
Yeah. But it's a lot of fun, and you can win some prizes. And if you're really good in each round, you can get your money back and you can shoot for free.
So tell me, what is Annie Oakley protection in a flurry shoot? What is that all about?
Annie Oakley, you sign up a number of folks. You line up on the line behind the trap machine. The first three people shoot. And if the first one hits the bird, you move on to the next three people. If the first one misses, the second one gets a chance. If the second guy hits it, the first guy gets an X. Two X's, you're out of the game.
This sounds like fun.
Well, and it is, and that's kind of the big game.
Yeah.
We had one last night for our family night, and there were 25 people signed up.
All right.
About an hour and a half later, we finally had a champion.
But what a way to spend an evening, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you'll get some people up there, you know, they'll throw a few shells in their pocket, and they get going, and they're doing pretty well, and they turn around to their buddy, hey, I need more shells.
I love it. Turkey shoot, Monday, September 1st.
Yep. Protection is two people on the line as a team, and you back up as you go. You back up the first guy. Flurry shoot, two people on the line. You hit the button on the thrower, and 25 birds come out 2 seconds apart, and you got to break as many as you can.
Holy smokes. That'd make my head explode. It would, definitely.
Well, it's like, poof, poof, poof. You know, they're coming that quick. So we do have a great time with that. This is our tradition. We started this back in the day when the Labor Day celebration in Morton was 3 days long, and then it went to two, and then it went to one.
That was a party.
Unfortunately, it's no longer there, but we're still doing our tradition. And
And kudos to you for keeping that going.
Our turkey shoot. Yep. It is some work, but it's a lot of fun, and you get to see people come out, and there's a lot of camaraderie. There's a couple of fun digs, you know. Hey,
I bet there is.
Well, yeah, and then whoever on a regular turkey round, the way it works is, if you're Top Gun, you shoot all five of them, you get your money back. But if there's a tie, then there's a shoot off, and whoever wins the shoot off gets bragging rights. And you should see how some of that
goes. Oh yeah, it gets competitive.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So come on out and join us on Monday, September 1st. We open up at 12 o'clock. All kinds of games, and typically we go until nobody wants to shoot anymore.
Who knows when it's going to
happen, there's been
right?
times it's been after 10 o'clock at night when I finally get home. So,
if that gives you any indication.
And it's a lot of fun all day long.
All right. That is this Monday, Labor Day Monday, September 1st.
Yes, sir.
Starting at noon, Joe Pekarski Trap Range.
Yep.
Band of Brothers.
Okay, we could talk about
Let's talk about Band of Brothers, because this is a great event. And
if you notice, the stack that I brought in is getting thicker.
I don't know. You're going to have to come in here with your own private secretary at some point, because I've never seen so much paperwork. So Band of Brothers, tell us about this.
Band of Brothers is coming up October 24th and 26th, and we do a pre-hunt out at the Joe Pekarsky Trap Range for the veterans, and then we've got a place down by Hankinson where they go out and enjoy the day. It's been a great thing for those guys. Yeah. Now, Band of Brothers is headquarters out of Foxholm, and we've been working with them for a couple of years now. This has been a great event.
I love hearing that. And you've grown it into a great event.
Well, between the two groups, it's worked out really well. We talked about it, 5, 6, 7 years ago about doing something like this. And then we were contacted by the Band of Brothers. We thought about doing a veterans hunt on our own and trying to decide what level of, I don't want to say, that's not the right word I'm looking for.
Everybody, I'm having trouble. Kathy was having trouble, and now you, man, it's epidemic in here today.
Must be the week.
Could be.
But anyway, we had a struggle trying to figure out what level of...
There's a word out there.
There is a word
out there. It's floating around. It's floating around.
I'm right there, and I can't get it.
No, I'm not even close to it, so...
But anyway, the Band of Brothers Outdoors stepped up, contacted us a couple years ago and said, hey, we'd like to partner with you, and we've got a plan. That it's been working out so well for us. Depending on the year and the advertisement and so on, we've had, five, we've had 15. It's been fun for them, and it's been fun for us, actually.
So veterans want to get involved in this. They're listening to us right now. Mm-hmm. How do they do that?
Well, I got to read my sheet here.
Like I say, I don't know how you keep all this straight.
There is a website out there, and this is a big, long website. Bandofbrothers.com, schedule your hunt.
Okay.
How's that? For a mouthful.
That is Band of Brothers Outdoors.com forward slash schedule your hunt.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
That's right. And if you're a veteran, the word I was looking for was disability.
There you go.
Yeah. We struggled with determining what level of, I hate to say disability, the veterans had, but.
How about ability?
Let's just go with ability. We'll go with that.
We'll go with that.
So with Band of Brothers stepping up and saying, we've got this covered, it's been a good time.
Good. Lasting memories. I love this quote. It's more than a hunt, you know, and of course, making lasting memories.
Yep. And the veterans that do show up, they get to know the other veterans, and there's some bonding that's going on there that if you're not a veteran, you don't understand.
Yeah.
And they have a great time.
Right. I love hearing that. Good story. Well, do we need a drum roll for this? Hang on. I didn't bring my turkey in here.
Oh, which one are we
going to? The big orange sheet here.
Oh,
here we go.
All right.
Here it is, Saturday, October 18th.
36th Annual Sportsman Smoker.
This is the biggie.
This is the big one. Mm-hmm. We've got some new ideas. We've got a couple of new games. I'm not going to spill the beans.
No, don't. Keep it. Yeah.
But doors open at 4 o'clock, and the tickets are out. We've got a couple of raffles going on. Tickets to get in, $20 a person, and then we'll feed you wild game stew, wild game chili. Got a super recipe.
Going on at the Wapton Community Center, folks.
Yes,
doors
is.
Open up, like you said, at 4 o'clock. So.
Yep, and we take over the place. We've been fortunate to work with them over the years, and it's worked out really well. We used to have it at the Eagles Club, but we can't do that anymore.
But now the Community Center, usually end up packing that place.
So. Oh, yeah, we do. We have, let's see, I think we've got 500 tickets for sale. and about 2/3 of them show up.
All right.
So, yeah, and it's a fun night.
So like food and the raffles, too. I know people show up just for that.
Yeah, ladies raffle, silent auction, meat raffles. We've got a big general raffle, usually about 100 items on there, and some new games.
Yeah.
You got to show up to see what's the new stuff.
Because once you go there once, I guarantee you, you're going to be going back every year.
You'll be coming back, yeah. Yep. And we're busy all night. The doors open at 4 o'clock, and we just go.
This is a huge event, and you get done with one, and you were telling me last year, once we're done with it, we're already kind of thinking ahead to next year.
We are. We do a follow-up on what worked, what didn't work. You know, we do a financial to see which of the games are doing well and so on, and then we start planning for the next one.
So wild game chili and stew.
Yeah.
Can you spill it what's actually in that, or do you just want to keep that as venison?
It's venison. Most of it's venison. We were fortunate a couple of years ago. One of our members harvested a moose and shared that with us.
So that went in, okay.
We had moose stew and moose chili, and that was really good.
All right. All right.
Yeah, we get venison from the various locker plants. You know, they keep watching out for us. Somebody will bring in a deer and say, well, I really don't want it, and I get a phone call.
There you go.
And that goes into the stew and the chili.
Saturday, October 18th, folks, yes. Wahpeton Community Center, and doors open up at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Bring your friend for a fun night. Open to the public. If young person wants to go, they got to come with an adult, but we're glad to have them.
Absolutely. Greg, you're going to be back a lot more between now and the 18th.
Well, you said something about you got a cot in the back.
Just put you on the payroll. There you go. A
couple other things. You know, the youth goose hunt is coming up. That is September 13th, 14th. Contact Cindy, 218-643-4374. They get signed up. The youth waterfowl hunt is coming up. That's the September 20th. We're down at the Tiawakan Refuge. We limit that to 20 hunters, and the refuge staff has just been phenomenal to help us out with that. And they love to see the kids down there, too.
Sure.
And then we got our youth pheasant hunt coming up October 4th. Limit that to 15 hunters. Now, if you want to register for either one of those last two, the waterfowl or the pheasant, go to the Red River Sportsman's Club website, rrasc.net/events. And underneath that tab, you'll be able to sign up for either or both of the hunts.
All right. Good stuff. Greg Giroux, always great to have you in here.
This is fun.
This is fun. You're going to be in a lot more, like I say, between now and October 18th.
Oh, absolutely.
So we got a lot of other ground to cover. So.
Yeah, we got one other thing that we stick in there, and that's the Ladies Rooster Roundup. Ladies, we'll be talking about that, too.
Yeah, absolutely, because that's taken off and gotten legs on its own.
Yeah,
so.
we started that a number of years ago, I think 7th or 8th. Yeah, this is the 7th one this year, and we started that out, and Abby Carlson was the spearhead on that, and it's just grown and grown and grown.
All right.
And she's made contacts with other outdoor groups, and like I said, it's been a lot of fun for them, and I go down there just to enjoy watching.
I bet you do.
Yep.
Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club, that we're going to talk very, very soon, all right?
Absolutely.
921, your voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Check your LP tank and get it filled at Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley. They've got their LP summer fill going on now. Call Amanda at 701-474-5440 to schedule your LP tank fill. Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley takes pride in delivering only the best.